This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. It's time for a microdose. Let's drop into energetic boundaries. This week's episode of Love, Light, and Black Holes was all about emotional boundaries, about being a people pleaser, realizing that no is a full sentence, and really setting yourself up to have these really strong physical, emotional boundaries. But the boundaries that we really need to be talking about are the energetic ones, the ones that are subtle and psychic, and the ones that really set you up to have a clear emotional channel so that you are actually able to keep your energy to yourself and not overextend and not continue to people please. While saying no is a full sentence, this is more about bringing that energy field that is open, which creates constant fatigue, irritation, random sadness that's not yours, on and on and on, into control so that you understand when you are grabbing other people's energy because you're an empath. When you walk into a room and you immediately take on the vibe, these energetic boundaries are like imagining your aura as like a Wi-Fi network. When it's unlocked, anyone can connect. It is an open network that everyone can tap into. And boundaries are the password to keep that gatekept, to keep that locked in order for you to choose who gets access to your energy. Because let's get real, when you are exhausted, when you are tired, when you are depleted, when you are just totally tapped out, burnt out, it's probably not because you've been doing the most, which maybe sure you have, but it's likely that you have been allowing everyone to access your energy, that you have been leaking energy, you're drained, you're snapping at people you love, you're staring at your phone while your creativity withers, you're scrolling, pleasing, agreeing to things that you hate, saying yes when your whole body is screaming no. You're not broken, you're just boundaryless. You are in a state of no form, and when there is no form, there is chaos, and that is energetic burnout. Most people think exhaustion comes from doing too much, but it's really from doing too much that's not yours to do. Every time you answer a text you didn't want to, every time you force small talk with someone who drains you, every time you say it's fine when it's not, you make an energetic withdrawal from the bank of your soul, from the bank of your body. When you're talking about the weather, when you want to be talking about astral travel, you are allowing yourself to lower into someone else's idea and vibration and energy leak. And over time, you end up emotionally bankrupt. And that really sucks. It makes you feel kind of crazy. And you think something is wrong with me. Something is broken. There is something inside of me that is not what it used to be. I feel dim. I feel heavy. I feel exhausted. I feel disinterested in everything. My creativity is difficult. My orgasms are difficult. Pleasure, receiving pleasure, becomes more difficult because you are so drained. And over time, you just get to a point where you simply cannot. That's why you're uninspired and unmotivated and honestly probably kind of pissed off. Because underneath it all, your soul is whispering, when did we start giving away our power like this? Why does everyone have access to us? Can I please turn this off? Every one of these moments is just a little pinhole in your energetic field, and those eventually turn into a giant cosmic rip of your energy. One little rip at a time until you wake up feeling hollow and you realize like all of these tiny little cuts, all of these tiny little pinpricks where your energy has leaked out, you are now like an empty sack. And you are trying to do things that you would normally do, that you would normally have the energy to do, like show up lovingly and compassionately and wholly and very presently for your loved ones or for yourself, and you just can't. Because once your energy is drained, it is so difficult to get that back unless you like understand what's going on, but also plug those leaks. You have to first identify what it is, which is, of course, number one in my four-step shadow work process, which was last week's microdose. Number one is awareness. You have to be aware of what's going on. So with your energetic field, in your energetic leaks, you have to identify what is actually leaking me. Is it spending time on social media? Is it spending time watching TV? Is it spending time doing things that I don't need to be doing that I think are going to help me advance, but are really just avoiding what I actually need to get done in the moment? And this can be fixed in real time. This is the shift. When you catch yourself collapsing into something you didn't mean or something you didn't want, or moving into an energy flow that you really don't want to be in, and you know this consciously, you can pause. Take one deep breath and ask, do I really want this, or do I just want to be liked? When your mind starts looping on someone else's story, hand it back and say quietly, this is not mine to hold. When you feel yourself shrinking, imagine your energy returning to you like golden light flowing back into your chest. You don't have to visualize it perfectly. Just intend to. Just bring your energy back. Every time I'm doing magic or ritual, I always call my energy back to me, because there are so many times that we fracture our energy, that we splinter off, that we have these moments that we give away without even realizing it, and that energy leaks out of our body. So before I do any type of intention setting, magic, ritual, witchcraft, I pull my energy back to fill my aura, to complete my whole energy sphere, and make sure that I am coming from a place of wholeness before I embark in something that powerful, because I understand how much I give away just being who I am, but also unintentionally and subconsciously, we are continuously giving away. We're continuously leaking energy. No one is perfectly sealed off. You wouldn't have any kind of relationship with anybody else if you did. Energy leaks could even be like across the room from someone you don't know. You're just like, what are they wearing? What are they doing? What is going on? Why is this taking so long? I can't believe that they said that, blah, blah, blah. And you go on this little loop, right, of people that, strangers, you don't even know. But you have to call your energy home, and you have to stop and pause and realize this is an energy leak. And the deeper truth is that your boundaries are allowing yourself to be more whole, more complete, and more vibrant in your own energy body, so that you can really give what you want. Boundaries are your permission to exist as your full self. And when you start pulling your energy back, and when you start plugging these leaks, like, sure, people might notice and they might get angry, like we were talking about in the full episode. But this is for you. This is how you stay connected to your truth, to your power, to your magnetism, and to your own inert and innate energy. You cannot be connected to source, to magic, to the universe, to God, whatever it is that you believe in, while constantly betraying yourself and giving your energy away. You can't make magic when you're running on fumes. You can't open to love when resentment's clogging the channel. And you can't be turned on by life and feel the full pleasure of being alive when your energy's on loan to everybody else and there's no way they're going to pay you back. So bring your energy back. This week, think about what your energy leaks are. What are you constantly giving away? Call your energy back first. So here is where you live. All energy I've given away that's not serving my highest good, return to my cleansed and restored. Return to me, cleansed and restored. Bring it all back. And then seal the leaks. Imagine a golden light around you, warm and protective and alive and vibrant. It's not a wall. It's just an energetic membrane, something that you exist within, where nothing can enter without your permission and nothing can leave without your permission. You are protected in this bubble of energetic light. And then recommit to yourself. Say no when you mean no. Reset before you crash. Stop performing, I'm fine, I'm good, it's all good, no big deal over here, when really there's a lot going on inside. And when you do encounter some funky energy, cleanse it, dance it, tell it to get off of you, wipe yourself clean, sage yourself, do something that removes it from your body so you can live free. you're not too sensitive. If you're listening to this podcast, I imagine that you are a sensitive being who already feels a lot, but you are not too sensitive. I grew up being told that I was too sensitive, and really, the world is really hard. The world is a hard place to exist within. So you are not too sensitive. You just are sensitive. You are finally noticing where your energy is bleeding out, what doesn't feel good, what does feel good. And you're coming into this awareness and this sovereignty and this place of being an advocate for yourself. And when you do this, you become magnetic. You don't need to toughen up and be hard with a hard world. You need to tune in and be soft so that when the hardness comes, it doesn't break you. Because the moment you honor your own boundaries and your energy and what you are giving away, life stops feeling like a battle and it starts to flow again. You start to truly become magnetic and creative and alive and full of pleasure and joy and happiness. And you want to meet people and you want to go places and you want to be all of you, because you are choosing yourself first. You are calling your energy back to you, and you are only giving away what is approved by your soul. Your energy is holy. Protect it if your life depends on it, because it does. This is where you come into completeness so that you can truly be all of you. Take this microdose, let it settle in, let me know how it goes. And I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song. And watch the whole universe light up.